This Thanksgiving week, I was thinking quite a bit about how this whole concept of Thanksgiving, and today the title, I guess if it had one, would be Thanksgiving, to and in. So many times we hear the phrase, I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for. We even sang a song that said, thankful for. And there's nothing wrong with being thankful for. But the greatness of thanksgiving is to whom we are offering the thanksgiving. I'm really not sure what a non-believer does with thanksgiving. They may say, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for my job, I'm thankful for my home. But if you track it back far enough, to whom are you thankful? Well, I'm thankful for, I got my home because I'm thankful for my job. Okay, great. Who got you the job? Well, I went to college. I go, great, you're thankful for that too. But if you track it back far enough, all thanksgiving must go back to God, who created all things. And I thought how wonderful it is to live in a nation, not perfect, definitely not perfect. It's got its problems. All you have to do is turn on the news and feel miserable about things. But think about a country that still, in this day and time of secularism and such, a country that still sets aside a day every year for the very purpose of Thanksgiving. The original purpose, I really feel, has been lost in the sauce. When you say Thanksgiving, what do you think about? And many people will say turkey and football and Macy's Day Parade and balloons and, let's not forget, stuffing and gravy, right? But the heart behind the original intent of setting aside a day of Thanksgiving in our country was really quite beautiful and wonderful. So, for your listening enjoyment, or torture, however you look at it, I thought I would read to you the original proclamation of Thanksgiving in 1789 by our first president, George Washington. So, it goes like this. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and their happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th of November, to be next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be. That we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country, previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of His providence, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty, which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted for the civil and religious liberty, which with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he hath been pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people, by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, concord, to promote knowledge and the practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October in the year of our Lord, 1789. And that was the beginning of Thanksgiving Day, but by no means not the beginning of Thanksgiving. So as we go through today, we're going to look at God's word about a little bit about Thanksgiving and what a joy it is and what a safe and comforting thing Thanksgiving is in our lives. Being thankful to God. We may be thankful for things, but we're thankful to God for things. And the greatest thing that we have to be thankful for is God himself. God our Father. And having a relationship with God. Having a relationship with God and with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In this day and time, when everyone is so looking out for the number one, the me, the I, myself, mine, where we can look at the beauty of having relationship with God, not only a relationship with God individually, but a relationship with God together as a church, as a body, as an assembly, and how wonderful that is. So this morning, as we go to God's word, to just take a glance, there's so many places in God's word where you can see this concept, this theme, this topic of Thanksgiving mentioned, and rightfully so. So we'll start this morning in the book of Psalms, Psalm 100. Psalm 100, please. You were close? You were thinking Psalm 95? I know you were. Yeah, oh, there you are, Psalm 100. Do you want a Bible, Liam? I've got one here. Oh, you got one. How great it is to look at this in his holy word. Psalm 100, if you look at the subtitle for Psalm 100, it says a psalm of praise, but literally it's a psalm of thanksgiving. So as we look at this wonderful, short, little psalm, it's so packed and full of thanksgiving. Now, we have been studying the tabernacle, and we're taking a week off from that, but not totally. As we will see, it even shows up in this psalm as we go to God's word this morning. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands, all ye lands. So this isn't just limiting to Israel. It's all ye lands. Make a joyful noise. It's an imperative. It's a command. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'll tell you what, singing those songs this morning, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Wasn't it exciting that we, with our voices, can let the world, the earth, hear His voice as we sing and make a joyful noise unto the Lord? Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. What does singing show? It's an outflowing of the inward things that are working in our hearts. Have you ever noticed you can sing a song and it will take your emotions to a higher place? We determine where our emotions are and which emotion we're going to have, but songs oftentimes can amplify that. And especially when we sing and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, it amplifies the joy and the blessing and the thankfulness that we have in our hearts to our God. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with His... Serve the Lord is not just work for the Lord, but it's also incorporated the concept of that we are subjects unto God, where we serve Him as subjects. He is sovereign. He is Lord of all. He is the eternal King. He is above all gods. And we are subject unto Him. But the beautiful thing about being a subject unto a sovereign is that that sovereign offers us His protection and provision. We go to God for that, to offer us our protection, our sufficiency, our provision, our care. Serve the Lord, and it's with gladness. Come before His presence. Once again, come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, and that's all caps, that is the word Yahweh or Jehovah, that Jehovah, He is God. And it is He that hath made us, or some text read, and we are His. He that hath made us and not we ourselves, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. When it says, know ye that the Lord, He is God, it's much more than just a knowledge, just more than a fact or something that we know about. This word in the Hebrew for know in the imperative, it has a connotation of acknowledgement, where you acknowledge that He is the Lord, and He is God. It's an acknowledgement, albeit a confession that the Lord Jehovah, He is God. And it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are the sheep, we are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. And when we think about this, those who are thankful without God, how does that work? How does that work? Because many people think that man is the top dog in the world, in the universe. It's man and man's mind and man's makings and man's artifacts and man's creations, blah, blah, blah. Name one thing that man has created without something first being given by God. There is no creation from man without the substance given to him to put things together but by God Almighty and Jehovah. In verse 4, here's where it kind of ties in. We can see where it ties in with the tabernacle. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Magnify His holy name. Where we bless His name, where we praise Him for His godness, His greatness. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. When you think about the tabernacle and then later on the temple, where you would enter into the gates to the various courts. And the reason for it was to worship God, to praise God. And many times when you see the word praise in the English translations, it's the word for thanksgiving, where we're thankful to God. We're thankful to God. We're not just thankful for stuff or conditions or circumstances, but we're thankful to God. It's a praise to God where we realize everything that we are, everything we will be, everything that we have, everything that we will have is because of God Almighty. And to give Him the credit and the praise and the glory and to be thankful to Him where we enter into His gates. I think about, you know, we come in here this morning. Of course, this is not a tabernacle. This is not a temple. But, you know, wherever people meet, wherever the Christians gather together, it's a sanctuary of God, the people themselves. Isn't that something? That's what it says in Ephesians, where we gather. And we gather together with thanksgiving. And we gather together with gladness in our hearts and with singing to magnify God Almighty in His great name. Enter into His courts, His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Excuse me. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. The Lord is good. His mercy, His chesed in the Hebrew, it's His tender, faithful compassion when you see that word, mercy, and it endures forever. The world will try to say, oh, what kind of God would let this or that happen? What kind of God sets up the world this way? What kind of God would let the climate change or whatever? Our God, that's what kind of God. The God of all gods, the God above all, the God who has given unto us a relationship with Him. He's created man for His glory. But God has great joy in the deliverance of His people and the gladness of His people. Think about that, that God enjoys His people. So we have this wonderful psalm. It's a psalm of thanksgiving. Now, I'd like to go to, there's many other places that emphasize the very same things here. We could go into Psalms, so many, Psalm 26, 50, 69, 107, 147. You could go to these Psalms and you can see that concept of thanksgiving, of gladness, of acknowledging God. And for us, in our thanksgiving, the first thing is the acknowledging that God is God. That's the first thing for all true thanksgiving, is acknowledging that God is God. Jehovah is God. Please turn to Philippians chapter 4. All good Thanksgiving Day teachings have to pass through Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, we'll start in verse 4, rejoice in what? The Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation, your mildness, your gentleness be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. It's very interesting as we go through this verse, And we'll go to a verse that we'll see in 1 Thessalonians. It says not to be for everything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. There are things I am not thankful for. There are situations in life that it would be very foolish where you would say, boy, I'm thankful for that. But in everything, we can be thankful. In every circumstance, in every situation, in every condition, God's word encourages us, even commands us, to be thankful in everything. When we think about the big picture, the back away, you know, the Google Earth picture and beyond, when you look at the big picture that God sees, we can be thankful for everything? No, in everything. Every circumstance, every situation, we can and should and are encouraged and commanded to be thankful. Now, if you look at that word thankful, in the Greek, the root of thanksgiving, the word thanksgiving, Eucharist, you've probably heard of that word, maybe. If you look at the root of that word, it's the word in the Greek, charis, which is the word grace, because that truly is the root of thanksgiving for the Christian, is grace. When we understand that everything is by grace, our relationship with God is by grace, our favor from God is by grace, His grace. Isn't that something? By grace. What's grace? Is grace earned? Is grace earned? Can I merit grace? Can I twist God's arm to get His favor? You know, I love that in the Old Testament when God is talking to Moses. He sets it out. He goes, I will be gracious to whom I am gracious. And I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And that's up to God and His prerogative. And you know, He knows best. Remember about His ways and His thoughts compared to our ways and our thoughts? Right? How much higher than the heavens those thoughts are, His thoughts are, His ways are. And He reveals that. He reveals some of His thoughts, some of His heart, some of His ways to us little people here on this earth. And when we make His thoughts our thoughts, and when we make His ways our ways, then we line up with the greatest thoughts and the greatest ways, our God. When we look at thanksgiving, and truly thanksgiving is by grace. Because if we ever earned a single thing in this life, we could say, I earned it. And I could say, God didn't give that to me. And what a foolish way of thinking that would be. The air that we breathe is by God's grace. The life that we have is by God's grace. And the eternal life that we have right now been given in the new birth is by God's grace. The Lord Jesus Christ, and like we heard this morning, those wonderful words this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ and His sacrifice we didn't earn. We didn't merit it. The very root of thanksgiving is grace. And it's God's grace unto us. And we magnify our God by acknowledging that it's God and it's His grace for everything. And I'd like to close, short teaching this morning. I'd like to close in the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. We're going to look at some commands that God gives in His Word. What a glorious list. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse, well, we will start in verse 16. Oh, it's interesting. It must be the writer of 1 Thessalonians knew what the writer of Philippians was. Oh, yeah, it was the same guy. And he got the words from the same Lord, same source. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Does that sound familiar? Remember that section we started in Philippians? Rejoice evermore. Evermore. Pray without ceasing. These are commands. These are imperatives. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And then it says in verse 18, what's that first word? Verse 18. In everything give thanks. Does it say for everything give thanks? Heck no. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So how much a part of our lives should thanksgiving be? It's a lifestyle. It's an attitude. It's a heart that we should have. And God says to us, it's plain as day, it's a command here. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Acknowledging, number one, that God, Jehovah, Yahweh, is God. He is God. Acknowledging that everything that is the benefits of God, then another psalm says, you know, forget not all thy benefits. Remember that one? Psalm 103. Forget not all thy benefits. Why? Because where they came from. And all the benefits that we have of God is part of because of the relationship that we've been blessed by His favor in Christ Jesus, the great grace. And as we look at this Thanksgiving today, this week, hopefully every day, where we can be thankful to God in everything. Be thankful to God in everything. For Him being our God, our Father, our Heavenly Father. And in every situation, in every condition, in every circumstance, we can be thankful to God. To God. Amen? Amen. Amen.